the Trump White House, like the Obama White House, and even the Bush-Cheney White House before it, has a plan to pull back the number of troops, to reduce the number of troops, not to eliminate it entirely, but to reduce it from 35,000 to roughly 25,000. And the Second Amendment was one that was designed to block the Trump administration from doing that for 180 days, effectively to impede the ability of the Trump White House, even just to reduce the troop presence in Germany, let alone eliminate it. The Third Amendment was one that would limit the Trump administration's ability to continue to work with its Saudi allies to bomb Yemen by requiring a series of reports to Congress and placing limits on the funding that Congress authorizes for that bombing campaign. The Fourth Amendment was one which would require a whole series of reports and explanations and rationale as to why the Trump administration wants to withdraw from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty that was signed in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan with the Soviet Union that Trump has announced he wants to withdraw from. So in two of these cases, Yemen and the INF Treaty, it was an attempt to impede Trump from being more militaristic. And in the other two cases, Afghanistan and Germany, there was an attempt to impede Trump from taking a more anti-war or anti-imperialist position by withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and Germany. And in all four cases, all four of those amendments, the pro-war, pro-imperialist position prevailed. The anti-war, anti-imperialist position was defeated. And not only was it defeated, but it was done by an overwhelming majority, a bipartisan consensus, typically with blue state Democrats working hand in hand with the member of Congress from the Republican Party who has become the leader of Republican pro-war hawkishness, Liz Cheney, who, despite having a father who was part and parcel of one of the most disgraced U.S. presidencies in history, whose father was responsible for the worst and most morally atrocious foreign policy disaster of at least the last generation, which was the invasion of Iraq and the creation of torture regimes, continues to exert incredible sway on U.S. foreign policy, even though she's a member of the minority party in the House of Representatives, using the same ideology, the discredited, disgraced ideology from the war on terror, propagated for years by her father, because she finds so many allies